Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale. Today we're in company of Michael Winterbottom, who's here to present On the Road in the Generation section. On the Road is a docu-film that follows a young band, the Wolf Alice, on the final tour of their first album, My Love is Cool. Would you tell us how it started? Because the feeling is that it was something that it was a process.
So, yeah. We've been talking about it for a long time. We did a film ages ago called 24 Hour Party People. It was a film with a lot of bands. And a lot of the bands kind of did small roles in the film, but we also had to recreate a lot of the original concerts. And when we showed the film in New York, we met up with a band called Ash, which is a band that was... And they were telling... We were like in a bar in New York late at night, and they were telling us about their life. They were really living on a bus, travelling every day. They were performing like on tour the whole time. And they were talking about it, and it just sounded like, in a way, a bit like being in a circus. It was kind of quite romantic. You know, it was quite a nighttime world, and... endless travelling, always a new place. So there seemed lots of romantic elements to it, but also like it was crazy hard work. And since that point, it's like, okay, let's try and make a film that looks at that, sees what it's really like. And eventually, like 15 years later, we made it.
But you wanted to do a documentary, and then you decided to add fictional romance. Well, I know you play with that.
Exactly. I like films that have, I like films to feel as real as possible. At the same time, to be able to have some ability to manipulate the story. And in this case, it wasn't really that. In this case, it is essentially a documentary, because the idea of the actors we put into the crew is that it gives you a perspective on that life. That I think a lot of being on tour is very public and social. The band, I wanted it to be a real band, because playing the gigs with the crowds, the music, all that stuff, is like, you can't recreate that. If you're a fictional film about a band like that, it would be terrible. And the sort of to see what that life is like, being the crew or being the band, that was the kind of starting point of the film. But at the same time, I kind of felt like, there's also a personal aspect to what life is like, what it's like as an individual, but you'd be living in this strange nighttime world in this bubble. And I didn't think, maybe in some situations you could, but I didn't think we'd get the personal, the intimate story just by being documentary. I kind of felt like we had to have some fictional element to show us that side of the experience.
Was it hard for the actors and for you to add this story? And because it works, actually. I was skeptical, to say, before watching it, because this time, these things, not always come right. So, but everything worked. So I was wondering, what were the difficulties of it all?
As I say, the starting point was that they are, especially Leah's character, the girl, she's the outsider. So she provided our way in, and we sort of used the actors as a way of. The actors could engage with the crew or with the band, and the we as the kind of film crew tried to stay out of their way. So they were kind of like a way of us being able to kind of interact without having to sort of interfere. It is very observational, even with the actors. It's kind of very much like, let's just watch what happens. And I think from the actors' point of view, it probably was hard. Because they had to really be. They had to be that person all the time. We're living in a bus. So there's like 12 of us living in a tiny space. We were traveling every day. It was kind of hard work, and they had to. We were really filming like a documentary, so they had to be that person all the time. I think in terms of like the on the kind of content side, it was always like, let's just have this. A very, very simple story. So it's not really. It's not a narrative fictional film with the background of the music world. It is trying to see that world, but from their point of view.
What were the most important things for you? Because there are a lot of parts in which you follow them, even in the, let's say, in the boring part of the trip and the tour, because you can show us that nothing is not always.
That was the idea from the start. From the very beginning, the idea was like, it was this kind of weird mix of like something quite romantic and exciting, and poetic in a way. You know, these are, you know, in terms of being in the band, these are young people who are like, you know, starting in their bedroom and have these ideas they want to express and the songs they want to write, and then now, you know, a couple of years later, they're playing to thousands of people. So from, you know, there is a big romantic, exciting side to it, but obviously there's also just a massive amount of hard work and making the film. You know, I hadn't realised quite how hard the work is. You know, Wolf Alice is a very hard-working band, but they take it seriously. But it's just pretty grueling. We were all exhausted at the end of it. We were like, let's get off the bus. We're going to get off the bus and go home.
And that's one of the things that they make them real. I read a review that I didn't agree with on the film that said that it kind of show you that, you know, that when you're on tour, everything is like, you know, you're in a bubble and... And that's true, but that's not true. And you show us that, yes, obviously you're focused on what you're doing, but still that's life happening, so it's not.
Yeah,
really, I didn't get that, at least. Maybe,
right.
Maybe.
And also, but you were just, because everyone obviously has another life, but they're very dislocated from it. You know, so there's a kind of like, there's a connection with like the people, you know, whether, you know, it's family or whatever, that they like in their home base, yeah, but they're not really there very much. And we wanted to try and get a sense of that. But I also kind of thought it might be interesting as well, like, it's just as a quick picture of Britain, you know, like all the different places. So they do exactly the same thing every day. The only thing that changes is the place where they are, you know. So I'm not sure how much it comes out in the film, but in reality, the experience of it is you get quite small differences between Belfast and London or Glasgow and Folkestone, but they're quite interesting differences. You kind of weirdly get quite a vivid sense of places, but even though what you're doing is exactly the same thing, it was formally quite interesting in the experience of being on tour, maybe not in the film.
Well, last question: why Wolf Alice? Why a band at their first album? Was that an important part?
I think it was a great time to catch them. You know, they're young. They were touring all the time. It was really important that there was genuinely a band that is on the road all the time. And they were. They still liked it because it was like they'd only had one album, so they were still enjoying that aspect of. You know, having like 2,000 fans every night loving their music, and because they've been touring a lot, so the crowds really knew their music and really loved them, so there was like really great atmosphere in the venues, so we were lucky. You know, I think most music documentaries are about bands that are already famous and being around for quite a long time, and this was like, you know, I liked the idea that this was a band starting out, you know, and you know, and have all the kind of ambition and energy that you have when you start out.
Thank you, Michael, for talking about On the Road, screening at the 67th Berlinale in the Generation section, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.